to be about four. I remember watching it and just freaked me out.
I can't remember it because I was only one. So it was really strange. It might be my first memory, but I do remember it coming on TV and being really, really scared.
It was pretty scary, you know.
Of course, you got that school.
Yeah, I saw it as nothing. Don't know what it's talking about.
And I'm so frightened.
Yeah.
I think I hid behind the sofa.
At the very end, Vincent Price comes back in and goes, ha 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 ha.
He turns around at the end with the eyes.
I just thought it was rubbish.
It was wicked. But I think that song's kind of still really cool as well.
I never understood the appeal of Michael Jackson at all. It's really bizarre.
It blew my mind. But I wouldn't play it again.
Michael Jackson, rubbish, you know.
And where is he now? Down the dumper, if the critics are to be believed, who've slated his $5 million new album, Invincible, available in all good record shops.
1983 had to be Michael Jackson's year, if you talk about anybody's year.
Well, that's it from Pop Years. Almost. In a year when the music business, like the world economy, was in recession, Michael Jackson's Thriller was just the boost it needed. It sold 1 million copies a month for the first 7 months, won 9 Grammys, and in 1997 was certified the biggest selling album ever. 25 million sales, and included the classic tracks Beat It and Billie Jean. And they're our final tunes for this pop year. See you soon.